Blog Talk Radio.
Close your eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just giving us another moment to just be on the show, Lord, and just have a great time, Lord. We ask that, you know, we have a great time like how we always do, and that, you know, maybe tonight we might just get something out of tonight's episode, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. And with that being said, welcome, guys, to another episode of The Word with your two hosts, A Squared and Bossman. Bossman, how have you been lately, man?
I'm pretty good. It's finally Turkey Week, you know? How can you not be excited about that? I'm so stoked. I'm ready. How about you?
Man, I'm so tired. I've been working lately and also with school, too. Like, work just in general, then also, like, work at school. And then also, like, well, my
Oh,
teachers, like, hammered me with a couple of things before the break. So my plan is to finish all of it. So once this break happens, no teacher needs me to turn in anything. I don't need to do nothing else. All I'm
wow.
worried about is having a good time. And especially because what? It's just because, like, well, I'm working Black Friday weekend, so I have no time to try and do any assignments when I'm working crazy hours. So, I mean, right now, my main plan is to finish everything because right now I am swamped with stuff. Like, literally, after the show, I'm going to go straight into my homework and finish the rest of it because I'm like, uh-uh, this needs to be done. Needs to be done.
All I gotta do is just not stress. Don't stress too hard, you know. Just do what you gotta do. Don't let it do you know.
Of course, man. I'm just making sure this is all done because I'm sorry. Thanksgiving has taken too long to showing up. Like, it's been weeks and I've been like counting down the weeks and I'm like, all right, 3 more weeks. Then I keep looking. I'm like, all right, 3 more weeks still. And I'm just sitting there waiting and waiting. Like, all right, is it time yet? Time yet? And finally, okay, 2 more weeks. Then like it just like the weeks were just so slow and so strenuous. I'm just like, oh my goodness. But thank God for that, man. Like Thanksgiving, when that comes and that day comes with the food, oh man, can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
For real. I'm gonna eat up and then sleep. Oh man.
Gonna be slumped. I can't
Oh
wait for
yeah.
turkey and mashed potatoes. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm gonna fill myself up after all the hard work. You know, we deserve it. You know, we deserve it. We deserve
Oh yeah, big time, man. All this extra work that's been going on for all of us. Shout out to all the teens in high school and also the ones that just started college and even the ones that are already in college, man, because all the work that we have to go through, especially if most of you that have jobs and then also have to take care of your siblings and all that, man. Shout out to all you guys. And now we finally get this break. Oh, much needed break, man. Much needed. But with that being said, let's jump into the show, shall we? And as most of you have seen tonight, tonight's topic is about embarrassment. And it's funny to me that, you know, we kind of brought this up because the way I thought about it is, you know, what's the true meaning behind embarrassment besides the word embarrassment itself, you know? Besides, like, you know, like, okay, I'm embarrassed. Like, for instance, boss man, when you hear the word embarrassed or like the phrase, I'm so embarrassed, what do you think it means? You know? What do you think it means?
Well, what I picture in my mind is someone's like eyes kind of wide, like they were surprised, with their hands over their mouth, like they can't believe what just happened. Like, oh my God, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You know, it's like a feeling of like you've done something or something has been revealed about you that you feel people will make fun of you for, or like you know that it's not up to par with like standards. It's not the status quo, and then like it's been publicly, you know, displayed. Like everybody knows now. And you're like, oh man, can't believe I did that, or can't believe they know that now. Oh my gosh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, some embarrassing moments are, you know, like there are some embarrassing moments that are funny, some that, you know, make us like laugh to death. And then, you know, of course, you know, like, there's some that, you know, make us cry, make us mad, even some to where makes us like contemplate life. And it's like, do I want to do this again? But I mean, you know, embarrassing moments, you know, they have their little, you know, they're here. How can I put this? How can I put this? Embarrassing
I
moments.
think
What happened?
Oh, all right. Embarrassing moments to me, I think they have each embarrassing moment has a lesson, you know, and I think it's important that everyone in the world be embarrassed at least 5 or 6 times in their lifetime, like a major embarrassment. Because without embarrassment, you're not a humble person. Because embarrassment shows that you're human and you make silly mistakes and you do things that is out of normal, you know? Like if you never display to someone who makes mistakes, you feel like you just got the juice like that. And no one is always perfect, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So that embarrassment can teach you a lesson, and specifically a lesson of humility. That's the way I like to see it. You know, nothing ever happens for no real reason, you know. Especially embarrassing moments.
True. But see, like, the way I see it and the way most teens probably see it is how once you're embarrassed, you're so scared. And I think, like, that's, like, one of the main definitions behind it. Because once you get embarrassed in any type of way or fashion, you're scared of that moment happening again. Because next, you know, maybe at that moment, you know, your friends laughed at you, your girlfriend or boyfriend laughed at you, your parents, you know, did something about it. The teacher maybe could have done something. Who knows whatever situation could be. To where it's like with embarrassing moments, most people don't like them, mainly due to the fact that, you know, they're embarrassed, you know, like they're shocked. They're like dazed about it. You know, they're sad. They're mad about it, depending on what it may be, to where then after that, they don't want it to happen again. Because especially like what? The number one embarrassing moment for most of us is to where everyone's laughing at us. And then after that, you stupid. You're dumb. Then after that, next thing you know, you're over here sitting thinking like, oh, they're calling me dumb. They're calling me stupid. I don't want this to happen again. And then to where it's like, you know, like we all run into like that little shell that we have because like we feel like, you know, like we're protected, we're safe in there to like run away from the embarrassment. But to me, you know, yeah, you know, you get embarrassed. Yeah, you might have, you know, peed your pants or farted, and then all of a sudden everyone's pointing fingers at you or whatever it may be. How I see it, I think that's like another way of like building your confidence. Because it's like if you're comfortable to a point with certain things that you get embarrassed with, you slowly but surely grow that confidence every step of the way, whether it's you peed your pants, whether it's you farted, and then all of a sudden everyone's blaming you, whether it's, you know, you finally decide to ask that girl out or that guy out, then all of a sudden right in front of you and, like, your homies, they turn you down. Whether it's, you know, what is it? You do something in front of your parents, and all of a sudden your parents are laughing at you and so on. Whatever the case may be, if you can build off of that instead of seeing so much of the negative of it, I feel like, you know, that could be so beneficial to most of us today. And that's where I see the main issue with it, and that's why I wanted to bring up this topic tonight. Because I feel like us as teens, we see too much of the negative in society rather than the positive.
I think embarrassing moments helps with that too, because when you look at an embarrassing moment, it's something that you didn't want to happen at all, and you can't see why that just happened. Especially like in school, you know, like the really embarrassing moments happen when you're around people who you want to impress, who you want like to seem normal or cool. You know, and you never want anything wrong to happen. Like, I remember going through high school, and every negative thing that can happen, you know, goes through your mind, like, oh, can't wear those kind of shoes, you can't wear those kind of pants, or else you'll end up with that nickname, pee-pee pants, or something like that. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, or else people will call you this, or people will call you that, or they'll think of you as this, or other, like, it's negativity every single time, and It can make high school hard. So you try your very best not to embarrass yourself, but that's the funny part. When you're trying so hard, those are the times that you usually embarrass yourself the worst, when you're trying hard like that. So we got to think of the positive. Look at every opportunity as, you know, something to positive and build you up, like A squared says.
But see, look what you just said right there about, you know, trying to, you know, not to be embarrassed. Think about the people, especially talking about the teens in high school not wanting to be embarrassed. What do most of those teens do? What do they try to do? They try to fit in, which also means at the same time, for majority of them, they follow the pack. They see everyone else with the new Nikes. Hey, man, mom, I got to buy these. Why? Why? I just bought you some new shoes. Mom, I need them. Everyone has them. They're the nicest ones. All of a sudden, come back to school, your squad sees, hey, got some nice shoes. Boy, I see you with them kicks. Ooh, looking nice. Then all of a sudden, you're in. You know, you're cool. Nobody's gonna judge you because, okay, boss man just got the new kicks. He's good. But then all of a sudden, when A Square shows up with the what with the shoes that came out 2 months ago, everyone's gonna point at him. What are those? What are you doing with your life? And then someone, and all of a sudden, like cracking jokes on me, like, really, man, get with the program. You know, Nike just came out with these shoes. What are you still doing with those? And then it's just like how I see it for most kids and most teens, including probably me and Boss Man. You know, the main thing that we try to do to not be embarrassed in certain situations is trying to fit in, try to be with the in crowd. Which means at the same time, not being yourself. Because how I see what's funny, being yourself is when you mainly get embarrassed because you're yourself, you're being goofy, you're being obnoxious, and all of a sudden everyone's looking at you like, what in the world is wrong with this kid? Like, what is going on with you, man? But then the thing is, though, think about it. If you're so comfortable with yourself, you don't have to worry about what anybody says to where. To where if everyone looks at you, ha ha, look at Boss Man, he just fell down the stairs, and we're like, oh, look at Boss Man, he just did that, ha. If he's already comfortable with himself, he's not gonna care what anybody says. Yeah, you know, he may be banged up. Yeah, you know, probably, you know, he did get caught. But at the same time, though, it's like he's so comfortable with himself to where it's like, okay, you're laughing about it, but my question is, do I care? Like, honestly. Because how I see it in today's society, like even like with adults and even like some younger kids too, like I'm trying to say that with my little brother, we slowly live our lives depicted off what people say or think about us. The minute someone has to say something about us or think something about us, we automatically break down. The minute someone calls you fat, the minute someone calls you ugly, the minute someone calls you stupid, dumb, or whatever it could be, it's amazing how much that messes up the mind. And I've seen it happen to most teens. And then the funny thing is, most teens would say that, oh, yeah, it doesn't happen to me. Yes, it does. It happens to all of us. Because why? We're also very insecure. Because the minute someone says, oh, Boston, what are you wearing? Oh, A Square, man, you look ugly. Oh, so and so, you're fat. You're this. You're that. You don't understand how much of an effect it has on us. Yeah, you know, on the outside we look strong, but then how do we truly feel on the inside? Because even though we may look strong on the outside, it's the inside that counts.
You know, the funny thing is, people give compliments to each other all the time, you know, but the way, like you said before, our brain works, we like to focus on the negative. So someone could have complimented a dress 15 times, you know? Oh, I love that dress. That color is great on you. This and that, such and such. And it might make you feel good. That's great. But if someone came and said, oh, my God, that dress. Why did you choose the, and with those socks, I don't know if you wear dress or socks or whatever. What are you doing with those shoes? And we'd remember that a lot more
Oh,
distinct,
yeah.
more distinct memory than all the times it's been complimented, you know. And that's kind of sad for our brains. Like you said, we're very insecure, but if you're like what I see on Snapchat all the time with, you know, people having genuine fun with their friends, it's like embarrassing each other. You know, they find a goofy moment like someone slurping out of two straws or something like that. Or they're like sleeping in a funny way and they capture it with their friends and they're all laughing and having a good time. They're like, oh, mama. You know, it's like it's embarrassing, but they're having a good time because they're confident and you know, and what they're doing. They're surrounded by people who support them and can laugh with them. You know, so it turns something that could be potentially embarrassing to a whole bunch of other people to a great memory with your true friends, with people who don't care if you have like the newest Nikes or the brand new this, the brand new that, whatever, whatever, whatever.
That's just the crazy thing about life, boss man. The way you just see it, the way you just see life is funny. Every
No.
100 people Can tell Boss Man. Man, those are the freshest shoes. That's the nicest shirt I've ever seen. Where'd you get it? The minute that one, and it only takes one, the minute that one says something negative about it, the first thing he's going to do is contradict himself. Really? You think so? What? What are you talking about? Man, those shoes are whack. What are you talking about? Look at this and that. Wait, what? And then all of a sudden, what is Boss Man going to do? He's going to reevaluate it. He's going to look at the shoes again. And then to that now, with that one negative thought, he's going to then to that rethink, did I really want to buy these shoes? Because he said they're ugly, sort of. So, and the next thing you know, what's going to happen, not just with him, but with any other teen in any situation, what's going to happen is then to that, the teen is going to think, so does these, so, so do these other people think they're ugly? Because probably if he thinks it's ugly, someone else thinks it's ugly. If he thinks I'm fat, maybe some of these other people think I'm fat. If she thinks I'm ugly, a couple other people may think I'm ugly. So should I buy these new shoes? Should I keep on eating? Should I do this? Should I do that? It only takes one person to say that one comment to change our whole perspective. And that's one thing I see with embarrassment that we have to change. Because the main issue, because like the number one thing with embarrassment that falls in right, the other that falls in right with it, is us listening to society. That is
And the funny thing is
that
that,
is,
oh, sorry, what's next?
continue, continue, continue.
I was going to say, the funny thing about that is, the person making all these rules is comfortable. They're comfortable buying the $200 shoes. They're comfortable having, like, their six pack and their thigh gap or whatever. Like, whether they're comfortable with whatever they've got, what they've got, and they show that to others. And I think that's what we're trying to cop. It's not even that we're trying to fit in. We're trying to be that person's comfortable. But not everybody can be that person's comfortable. Someone started it. Someone said that this is cool. Someone set that quote unquote norm for us to be, to fit in. But it doesn't have to be that way. Because I know, like, it's kind of bad at the same time, but it's cool to have, like, a certain you. There are the athletes, there are the skateboarders, there are the smart people, there are the band people, there are all different kinds of people. And once you embrace that person, like, the way you live becomes less and less embarrassing because you're comfortable in your own skin. You don't have to live by the set norms of, like, society or what the cool, the popular kids of the school or popular people at your job or wherever your predicament might be. You don't have to, live by their standards. Do you? That's what makes you comfortable. That's what makes them comfortable. So why don't you do what makes you comfortable? If you like wearing the same socks every day, wear them, wash them. But I mean, hey, like, you say it makes you feel good. Why not? If you like those shoes, and someone says, "Man, what are those? What are those?" But they make you feel comfortable, like you might have flat feet. And those are the ones that give you the nice arch support. So wear them. Like, it's not that crazy. It's not that big of a deal if you want to be comfortable in yourself. And it makes you feel a lot better. It gives you better self-esteem. Makes you more secure if you know that you're cool. You're cool, period. No matter which way you roll,
And then honestly, with that, like going with it, if they don't accept you for who you are, then obviously you gotta reevaluate your friends. Plain and simple. Because if they got a comment for every little thing that you do or say, then honestly you gotta reevaluate, are these my true friends? Because honestly, a true friend, and even like what, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or even like what, even your family members are gonna accept you for who you are. Like honestly, because it doesn't matter what you do, the people, like honestly, the people that care for you the most will, love you and accept you the way you are. Like for instance, today, I came from work. I had my beanie on. My dad, I kid you not, the first thing he told me, he looked at me and said, "That beanie looks ugly." I said, "Excuse me?" He's like, "That beanie looks ugly." And then I told him, I said, "Well, you don't wear beanies, so it doesn't really matter." And then all of a sudden he's like, "Okay, but it's still ugly." And I told him, I said, "Well, that's your opinion." And then I told him straight up, "In your opinion, it's ugly. In my opinion, it's not, because it's my beanie. That's the one I wanted." And then, here's my mom defending me, saying, "That's not your fashion. That's not your fashion. So then to me, it's like, you know, okay, he commented on my beanie, it looks ugly, but I'm not going to sit there and then, of course, you know, and then, of course, you know, like for most people, the first thing they're going to think is, oh, he thinks it's ugly? Oh, wait, I should take it off and then get a new one because he doesn't like it. No. I've gone too comfortable with myself to where it's like, you know what, he can say what he wants to. At the end of the day, I'm the one that's wearing it, not him. He doesn't have to wear it. I'm the one that's wearing it. I decided to wear it. So, honestly, you can say all you want about it. It's ugly. Why are you wearing it? Da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. I don't care. And that's how most teens have to start thinking about it, because the number one issue with embarrassment is that we worry too much about what society says about us. Honestly, we know at the end of the day, whether people like us or not, people are still going to talk, no matter if they like you or not, because that's all society can do. Honestly, whenever they're bored, they're going to find something to say about you. They're going to find something regardless. As bored as we get in society, they're going to find one little thing, and then all of a sudden it builds into one big thing, when really, at the end of the day, it was just talking about Boss Man and his hair. And it's like, really? We're really, like, going into that? Like, is that serious to go all into that? Because honestly, society is always looking for something new. It's like saying, like, for instance, like, society's like paparazzi or TMZ. They got to find every little thing about you and then exploit it. It could be a simple thing of two guys giving each other a hug. It could just be, you know, two guys giving each other a hug because, you know, like, that's his boy. They haven't seen each other in so long. Then all of a sudden, society or TMZ changes into them being a gay couple. When did they ever say they were being a gay couple? Maybe, you know, that was his homie. That could have been his brother. He hasn't seen in so long. And then finally he gets to see him. So probably what he's going to do, of course, is hug him. Yeah, okay, man hug. Okay, we hug. The funny thing about it, in our eyes, they hugged. But in society's eyes, it could be a whole different thing. And that's the same way with people around us. In high school, you can do one simple thing, but then all of a sudden that one person says something, then everyone else spreads the rumor, then all of a sudden, here it is, it's just you and that one girl just talking as friends, then all of a sudden at the end of the day, someone comes to you, hey, boss man, so are you dating Sarah? What? What? I was just getting her notes for homework. You were getting, I really was getting the notes for the homework. Getting just notes. Like, I can't just simply talk to somebody without you guys all of a sudden, like, assuming something else. And then that's the funny thing, too, especially with high school. It can be one simple thing, and then that story changes 20 different times. And then once it gets to you, it's, oh, so I heard, you know, you were talking to Sarah, but aren't you dating Ashley? It's like, wait, what? It's like, where did all this come from? Like, honestly, sometimes I really wonder about society to where it's like, how did it take you in this amount of time to think of a story like that? That's one question I have for most of society. The way they come up with stories amaze me. It amazes me how they come up with stories. Just like from one, that's honestly what it comes down to.
Just how we roll, and we can decide whether we allow it to, you know, embarrass us or make us feel awkward and make the relationship that we have with that person awkward or whatever. Whatever the situation is, we can allow it to do that to us, or we can think to ourselves, do I really value that person's opinion that much? So, you know, like, okay, for example. The same thing that happened with you and your pop, with the beanie. You know, like, he did that. So, of course, you're going to take his opinion into consideration. But at the end of the day, you chose what made you feel comfortable. I like the beanie, so I'm going to keep it. But for most of our instances, like in school or whatever, we don't know these people. They don't know our life story. They don't know what we've been through. But, and then if they say, why would you wear your hair like that? Why would you do so? Like, you know, if they're your friend, they might just be looking out for you and saying, you know, I don't think that's a cool style. I don't think that fits you. But at the very end of the day, it is you who decides, do I like this for me? Does this make me feel comfortable? Am I going to wear it like this? Yes? No? Okay. You don't have to let everybody's opinion make you feel bashful about being who you are. You don't want to have to live by people's opinion for the rest of your life, being embarrassed because you thought that you were doing you, you know, and that and you isn't them, so you can't do you anymore. You have to be them. Don't let them embarrass you. Be you.
That's the number one issue I just see with embarrassment, is that we just let society just overpower us, and that's at the worst thing. Then after, that's the first part. Then the second part is the mind, because the mind is such a powerful thing. And then once that one person says that one negative comment, man, the mind goes crazy. Pew, 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 pew. Am I really that ugly? Am I really that fat? Do my teeth really look like that? Are my shoes really that ugly? Like, man, the mind just goes crazy with all this negativity. It's just, honestly, society's just like a big paparazzi. They got to find one little thing. Even when you dress to impress, they got to find one little thing, man. That one little thing just to find a way to break you down. It is crazy. It's just crazy how life works. But we shall go to a break real quick. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. If you guys even have some embarrassing moments, because trust me and Boss Man, in the next half hour of the show, we'll talk about some of our embarrassments. And also some embarrassments that teens face with. If you guys have any embarrassments, please, if you guys are brave enough to, you don't have to, but if you want to, our number is 646-915-464, and hit that one, please. Like, if you are that brave enough and that comfortable to tell us your embarrassing moment, please let us know, because me and Bossman next are going to let you guys know about some of our embarrassments, and then also We're also going to go in depth on what like top 10 embarrassing moments for most teens. So stick around.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go. You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on. A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
And we are back live on The Word, talking to you guys about embarrassment and how the number one way that we that pretty much embarrassment is how pretty much you know, teens listen to too much of what society has to think about what they say or do. And with that being said, from a teen, Boss Man, what is your number one embarrassing moment?
You know what my problem is? My embarrassing moments always have something to do with me and the bathroom. Every time. Every time. Number two. All the time. Every time. There was one, oh, God, today, actually, or was it yesterday or something like that? I clogged the toilet so badly, so badly. One of my friends come over, or a friend of my brother comes over, and they're the ones that realize it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so embarrassing, so awkward. And then there was another time at camp when I clogged the camp toilet, and it was terrible because, you know, there's lines to go to these bathrooms. And I come out, and the guy comes in. I mean, it's no problem. I just escape before they can really pinpoint the person, clear that it was me. And, you know, you're walking through the campsite and whatever. And then I see the guy that went in after me, and we make eye contact. And then he doesn't want to look at me. I don't want to look at him, but he doesn't want to look at me for the reason that I know. It's because I clogged the toilet. I don't know why. It's just mine are just, they're just not average. I'm not average when it comes to that, and it's so strange and it's so embarrassing. It always has something to do with that every single time. Every single time. I could go on forever about my poop catastrophes.
Oh, man. I'm the total opposite. Majority of mine, not all, but majority, it always has to deal with women. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
It just always seems that way. And the number one is, well, you know, especially like being on the football team, this sucked. So, you know, sophomore year, and then, you know, this is one girl. You know, as a guy, you know, see a girl, kind of get some feelings, kind of interested. And then, best thing ever, homecoming's coming around. So I'm thinking, oh, snap. I'm going to ask her to homecoming. We're going to start talking to them. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's going to be my girl and all that. So next thing you know, I tell one of my boys on the football team, he's like, yo, bro, go for it. Go for it. So, of course, you know, I'm going to go for it. I get her a teddy bear and all that. And also, he's like, yo, when you going to ask her? I said, after class. So, you know, go to class, you know, get the education, all that good stuff. Then after class, you know, me and her had lunch. So I stopped her before she went to lunch. And then, you know, ask her. The next thing you know, she tells me, no, she can't go to homecoming because she's going to be out of town this weekend. So, you know, felt sad, felt, you know, kind of bad because I kind of got rejected, but, you know, for a good reason. And then, you know, let her keep the teddy bear and so on. What happened, though, that was so embarrassing was then that weekend, guess who was at homecoming? She was there at homecoming. I walked out after the dance floor after one song, and I see her with her best friend, both of them in my class. I sat there. I'm just like, huh. And then after that, one of my boys on the football team, when he asked me, he's like, wait, wasn't that the girl you – oh, snap. And he busted out laughing. He was like, man, that's messed up. And then he just busted out laughing. That Monday, oh, in the locker room, oh, my goodness. Everyone's like, so, I heard what happened Saturday. I'm like, shut up. Like, nah, bro, what, you good, bro? I'm like, no, just shut up. And they over here just talking, clowning me, laughing. I'm just like, man. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And the worst part was that had me, I was like, I wasn't even, like, that embarrassed. I was more mad because it was like, you told me you weren't going to be here. But then show up. And then I'm over here like, all right, I'm going to ride solo. And then, boom, I was just like, for real? And then my boy just started laughing. He was like, wasn't that the girl that was? And he just stopped and just busted out laughing. I'm like, man. Oh, that by far.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of embarrassing moments happen with, especially with the opposite sex. Like, especially when you're asking someone out, you know, do you take that leap? So you just open yourself up to whatever they might say, yes, no, I don't like you, or yeah, sure. It's like a little thrill roller coaster inside of you, and you just open yourself up to that. So I think that's a really good one. That's a good one for sure.
Man, that tight end rejection that was just bad. Especially being on the football team. Oh, I didn't hear the end of it till like the end of that week. Oh, man. I'm telling you, being on the football team has its ups and downs, man.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. I can only imagine how embarrassing being on a sports team, you know. And, ooh, a lot of my embarrassing moments are from sports, too. I miss layups. That's embarrassing. That is seriously embarrassing. It's like, you don't want to let your teammates down and things like that, and you go for the fast break, and it's your time to shine, and you go up for the layup, and it just doesn't fall through. You're like, wow, why, God, why? Why did I miss that? It's terrible.
It's like, come on, man, yeah. just off the glass and in. Come on. but before we go on, we have a caller on the line with a question or a comment, ending in the number 1947. Hello, caller, you're live on the word. What's your name?
This is Julian.
Oh, how you doing, Julian?
I'm doing good. I texted Bossman something. He told me to share it, so I guess I'll just read it off the back. I said, What I find interesting about society is that it will tell you you're not cool, or you're not a man until you start having sex with people around. And once you do that, it turns around, gossips about you, and then says it calls you a whole prostitute and makes you an outcast.
Wow. Wow.
That's scary true. So I people don't know what they want other people to do. It's funny. I saw just like Julian said, it's like they twist your decision. There was this picture. I don't know if you've seen it, Julian, but it's this couple, and they have a donkey, right? You know, they have a donkey,
yeah.
And there are two other people conversating about this couple having a donkey. In one section of the picture, the woman is riding the donkey, and the man is not. And they're like, I think some of you have seen it. And then the guys are conversating, look at this. Foolish woman. She doesn't even let her hardworking man ride on the donkey. And then in the other picture, yeah, the man is riding the donkey and the woman is not. And they're like, foolish man who doesn't let the woman, the wife, he's not a gentleman. He doesn't let his wife ride on his donkey on a long journey. And then in the next picture, they're both riding the donkey and they're like, foolish couple. How could you not see you're treating that donkey with disrespect and you don't know
I remember that a long time ago.
Yeah. And then in the last picture, none of them are on the donkey and the donkey, they're just carrying the donkey, you know, the donkeys, they're all walking. And like, foolish people, they don't even know how to use a donkey. And you're like, what do you want them to do? You know, they tell you to do certain things, like what Julian said, you know, to be cool, you need to be sexually active or you need to, you know, do things that make you a man or that make you a woman. And then once you do that, they turn around on you and they talk about you behind your back to your friends, to people, and they make embarrassing stories about you. So all in all, it just makes you – they want to reject you. And that's pretty much it. Thank you, Julian, for sharing that. You reminded me of the donkey thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're going to ask the same question. Do you have any, like, embarrassing moments or anything else you wanted to share with us?
Let me think.
Put
me on the spot there.
You know what we do.
Well, it was that classic when you ask a girl out and she says, you're like a brother to me.
Oh,
I remember that.
No.
I know that. It's,
no.
Everybody hates that one, so that's one.
No. Oh, you just shot me.
Oh, you just shot me.
Pretty much, it's a friend zone. He got brother zoned. Oh, I got little brother zoned.
Yeah, I relate to you. Those zones are brutal. Any zone.
Oh.
Any zone.
It's not even that. Like, friend zone, it hurts, but he said like a brother. We need to have an episode on that, if any. Oh, that just hurt my heart.
Oh, man.
You good?
I think a lot of people can relate to you, Julian. A lot of people can relate to you, for sure.
Man, I've been there. I've done that. Oh, I feel your pain, man. I feel you.
I heal.
Oh, man.
Anything else?
Do you have anything else before we let you go?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us about embarrassment, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, boss man, we might have to really try and have an episode about the friend zone. We might just have to.
That is universal
man,
embarrassment.
That's like the number one embarrassment right there. You know what? How about this? After the show on Twitter and Facebook, we're gonna post should we have an episode on friend zone? And then if we get enough comments, likes, or whatever, we'll have a show for it. If not, you know, we'll still think about it. But, hey, after the show, we're doing it right away. So if you guys really want that to happen, because to me, I feel like for guy and also girls, man. Well, actually, no, mainly guys. But, oh, that just shot me. Especially when you said like a brother. That right there is a killer. That just killed me right now. Oh, man. Oh, that hurts. But to continue on with the show, I found the top 10 embarrassing moments that most teens have went through. Okay, before any one of them, do you want to know what number one is?
Oh, this would be good.
Walking in on your parents having sex.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Oh, man. I thought I had an embarrassing moment. That is so strange. Okay.
when I just went on it right now for the poll, that was the number one thing. Walking in on your parents having sex. I was like, oh.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the next one, peeing on yourself, as most of us already know. Then the third one, laughing so hard, milk squirts out your nose. I've had that actually happen to me. That actually hurt, to be honest, when it like just came out. I was just laughing so much.
Mm.
Oh, this one right here. Spitting while talking, especially on your crush. Man, it's so hard to try and talk to like a person that you care about. Because next thing you know, honestly, I don't know if anyone else has been in that stage, but every time when the girl asks me, "So what's your name?" My name? I'm just sitting there. A square. Yeah. To try to play it off all cool and whatnot.
Sorry, give yourself
the next one.
Nickname.
I'm serious, man. Like, you gotta be real quick. You gotta be real quick. But then also the thing that makes it worse is like, especially in my case, is having a little sibling, because out of nowhere, like, they say like your little nickname in the house, and it doesn't help me, because it's like my nickname in the house and then my name outside doesn't help me at all. Because me, I like going by my last name, Anthony. But then all of a sudden, when you have a little sibling that says your little nickname, no. Stay quiet. Let me talk. But the next one, when your mom says something about your crush when they are near you. Well, actually, no, not even that. let's change that around. Besides that part, when your mom talks about your crush, especially like when you're like a bit young, because I remember, like, I don't know about you, but I remember my mom. So you like her, huh? Then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was with my parents, but they always had to have like a little dance with it. Oh, he has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend. Get like have like a little song, a little dance. And I'm just like, can you guys be quiet? See, he likes her. He like, look, he's smiling. He's smiling. And it's like, guys, be quiet. Ooh, you like it. Da, 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 da. And it's like, be quiet. And they have a whole song and dance to it. And it's like, why? What, did anyone tell you to make up a whole like song for it? No. But the whole time, mom and my dad, like, just no, don't do that. Don't. And then especially when, like, what? Like, so it's like, what, when the girl or guy shows up, then all of a sudden, yeah, he told me a lot about you. Mom! Mm-hmm, he really like, mom, can you not?
Oh, man, just, they'll sell you out real quick. It's amusing to them, but it's like, oh, my goodness, it's like all types of emotions right there. What, nauseation, tears, blush, and vomit. Like, it's
oh,
like
yeah,
an
big
emotional
time. And then the worst thing to cap it all off is when your significant other, the answer that comes to you after, so your parents said you like me. No. What? What are you talking about then every time?
They said if I hate my baby, I grow up 6 feet tall. Well.
Kidding me? That's just, oh, man. Parents at times, when they embarrass you, sometimes you just got to take it. I just be quiet and take it now. Before, I'd just be quiet. Then it's a lot. It's a lot. But the next one is farting in public. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, for most of us, it's like when you have that moment, it's kind of hard to hold it in. Like, let's be real.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard, you know, to hold. I mean, like, sometimes when you got to let it go, you got to let it go. And then all of a sudden, the thing I don't understand with it, when people are like, oh, you're disgusting. Like, you don't fart? Why are you trying to judge me? I mean, yeah, you might have farted at home, but you fart. I fart. It's a normal bodily function. I don't need you to judge me. You do the same thing. Why are you judging me? And then, I don't know. And then the next two, no, better yet, let me say this one first, then the other one. The next one is running out of toilet paper.
Aw, man. Aw, see, now you're hitting all the ones that I, like, all these, like, the farting and the toilet, those are all me. Every single time. It never seems to escape me.
Just your luck. You finally,
Mom!
You finish eating.
Mom!
You finish, just imagine, you finish eating, you're comfy. You sit down, and all of a sudden, really?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, no.
It's like, just great. And then the next, well, actually, I have two more. This one, breaking up with someone. Do you think that's embarrassing or not? Because it has it on the list.
I mean, it depends. It depends on the situation. I think if it's like a mutual kind of thing, and you're both like, all right, cool, you know, in the intimacy of a, you know, you're private and you're like, all right, we should call it off. I guess that'd be all right. But, you know, there are more embarrassing moments where you're like, you're in a like a public setting, and she dumps a glass of water on you and then walks out.
That is true. Or not even
that. We're like, what do? You're just standing there all confused, and everyone's like,
Right?
People will judge you, and it's embarrassing.
Or not even that, not even the water, when it gets, like, heated, and they're, like, yelling, and then finally one of them, we're done. The minute they say that, the whole room is silent. He said the words. He said the words. Like, the minute that happens, it's like, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like that, like dramatic slap, bah! She just slapped him. Oh my god! I don't know. I feel like that would be. I think that's where they're coming from with embarrassment, especially like right in front of your friends. Cause like if it's like in front of your boys, Your boy's gonna be like, dang, boss man, she just pour water, she just slap you, bro. You gonna take that? You gonna take that? Then all of a sudden, if you're talking from like a female perspective, most females are gonna probably look at you, you jerk. Oh, you punk, you little boy. Oh, trust me, girl, you don't need him. Da da da, and all that extra. It's just, man, it's not.
I think
you can't win either situation.
Yeah, this embarrassment. It's all we're embarrassed because we fear that people will think other than the truth. You know, like they'll assume things that are not the truth about us, and they'll think that things are a certain way, but they're just not. But you know, in the Bible, it calls us conquerors. You know, we can conquer this fear literally. In Romans 8 verse 31-32, says, "What then shall we say in response to things?" Or in response to people. Opinions, response to people's like laughter, response to all that. If God is for us, you know, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all these things? We are more than conquerors. Like, if we realize that Jesus is not embarrassed of us, but stands with us as we are crucified, humiliated, and embarrassed, like, we got the juice. We got Jesus. Like, all these emotions, they're saying, like, oh, we should feel shame, and, you know, we should feel loneliness, and we should hate ourselves. We should hate that we fail all the time. You know, Jesus embraces all of our mistakes and all of our embarrassments and all of that stuff with open arms and says, hey, man, like, I died for all this. You know, like, I got you. When you're feeling, like, rejected and lonely, come to me, because that's what I was. When you're feeling embarrassed and ashamed, you know, come up. And that's the funny thing about religion. You know, people will get on you for that. People will get on you for what you believe. But with a God like ours, there is nothing to be ashamed of, especially for our religion. Some people will be like, why do you go? Especially for us. You know what I've had to go through, you know, being a Seventh-day Adventist, and I bet a lot of people can relate to this. Oh, why do you go to church on Saturday? That's weird. You know, why don't you go to church on Sunday like all the other Christians? They're like, well, it's just not me. That's not what the Bible calls us to do. You know, it's like people will think that you're strange. People think that you're weird because you believe in Christ. People will think that you're weird because you don't eat this. You live a certain way. But hey, like it's you. You know, it's what God has called us to do. So I think with that embarrassment, especially. That is something we need to embrace and allow to give us humility and propel us into doing one more thing for God, living that right way, you know, living the way that God calls us to live.
With that being said, though, the last one, let's see how can you really cope with it. The last thing that most teens says were embarrassing for them was being caught masturbating.
Oh man, that is awkward. That's like the polar opposite of the first one, on the same plane of existence, but like the other way around. Oh man, that is pretty weird. That's funny though. That is funny.
I mean, to me, like I've heard some of my friends tell me how they have been caught, but then their parents weren't like that crazy about it because they know like. At times, like, a teen may do that. And then, like, even, like, what, like, some doctors say to some teens, like, you know, like, it's a healthy thing to happen whenever, like, you do, like, masturbate, yeah. You know? But then it's still just the thought of, wait, you saw me having my hand in a certain area, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
you're still home?
That's going to be awesome. Not a good
way. Just be like, oh, boss man, you were still home? So how's your day? Just try to just like have a normal conversation. How was your day? But I don't know. With that one, just being caught masturbating. I mean, if it happens to you, I mean, A, it happens. Just, you know, try to, you know, go around it, you know. Well, actually, you can't really go around it. It is what it is. It happens. It happens.
Yeah,
it's life. I mean, you really can't go around it. Like, if you get caught with that, you there's no way of being around it. It's that's what you were doing. Like, there's no, like, honestly, I don't see no excuse for that. You can make an excuse for every other one but that one, honestly. So I say, you know, like, build your, find a way to build your confidence. Like, hey, yeah, you caught me. Oh, well, I was bored. I don't know, something. It's a normal human thing. It happens, guys and girls. So, ladies, you aren't out of this. You guys do it too at times. So it is what it is. It's life. But, you know, at the end of the day, for my last couple of comments, you know, with embarrassment, the number one thing that we have to remember for anybody, man or woman, is that, you know, don't let society depict what you do. Because now, because we don't want to be embarrassed, because we know that society is going to comment on what I wear, what I do, what I say, I now have to follow with them. You don't have to follow with them. You really don't. Like, you can be your own human being. You can be an individual. You know, you can be yourself, because that's how you're supposed to be. You know, that's how you're supposed to be. It's like saying how, like, in the locker room, how, like, the thing that we had in front was painted on the wall. It said, Team Me, because it's me. Like, it's just me. Like, yes, I do have other players around me, but then it's me. Because at the end of the day, you have to worry about yourself. You have to satisfy yourself. You have to please yourself. Yeah, that's great. You know, you care about other people. You show love to other people and all that extra good stuff. But the question I have to ask yourself tonight, or every night, and then start doing this: have I satisfied myself? Have I shown like have I cared for myself? Have I even shown love for myself? Have I even taken care of myself? Because you have to worry about yourself in your life. Don't get me wrong; it's great to, you know, care about everybody else, but at the end of the day, you have to worry about your needs and your wants. And that's what I'm leaving it at for tonight, Bossman. Do you have any last words?
Nope, just a thank you.
All right. And with that being said, thank you guys to listen to another episode of The Word. If you guys liked it, please let us know on our Twitter at The Word and also at Facebook at The Word Houston. And like I said, after the show, we will be posting up, should we have an episode over Friend Zone? If we get enough comments or likes, we will for sure do that. If not, we'll probably still talk about it and probably think of some more shows. But even if you guys don't want to hear that, you guys can let us know about any other shows you want to hear about, any other topics you want to hear about. You know, if you want to jump into a discussion with us, please feel free. Once again, our Twitter is at The Word and Facebook at The Word Houston. Leave us some comments, suggestions, what you like, what you don't like, and so on. So thank you guys once again. I hope you guys tune in to next week's show. And until next time, God first, God bless.
We love ya.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason what we say. Thank you. Because I'm happy. You're the reason why I sing. me say it again. Someone asked.
Someone asked. Where?
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song.
When we sing our song.
At times we may.
At times we may be crying.
And nothing's even
and
wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because.
I sing because.
In here. We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks
you. Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more,
to study war no more,
we will sing,
our song to Jesus,
the one whom we adore,
the one whom we
come on, family,
adore.
Let's take it home. I sing because. My melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.